want to thank you for being present for this second session on the subject of biblical eldership.
Abdi hayang ucapkeun hatur nuhun ka sadaya kumaha parantos hadir dina sesi kadua dina topik panatua menumutkeun Alkitabiah.
In my first session I touched on the subject of the personnel of the church.
Dina sesi kahiji ngeunaan pokok jalmi-jalmi di gareja.
The personnel of the church breaks down in three different groupings.
Jalmi-jalmi di gareja dibagi kana tilu golongan.
There are saints and deacons and elders.
Aya jalmi suci, diaken sareng kokolot, nang urang.
But we're all one in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sadaya hiji di lebet Yesus Kristus.
I emphasize from the Bible that there are several elders in each local church.
Abi nekenken dina Alkitab yen aya sababaraha kokolot dina setiap gareja lokal.
And then I taught on the subject of the appointment of these elders to their position in a local church.
Sareng satrasna abi ngajarkeun pokok ngeunaan para kokolot dina posisi aranjeunna di gereja lokal.
And I've progressed to that place where I've been describing the job assignment of an elder in a local church.
Berimajang ka tempat di mana abdi parantos nerangkeun tugas saurang kokolot di gereja lokal.
My heart in teaching this is that you might be inspired as you are a leader in the church presently to raise up others into leadership, into eldership.
Maksudna ku pangajaran ieu nyaeta yang sadayana ngagaduhan inspirasi kumargi sadayana ayeuna teh saurang pamimpin di gareja kanggo ngagugahkeun jalmi-jalmi sanes dina kapamimpinan salaku kokolot.
We always go back to that basic concept where Christ said, on this rock I will build my church.
Urang biasa uihan deui ka konsep dasar di mana Kristus ngadawuh di luhur batu cadas ieu kami baris ngadegkeun jamaah.
We must always remember that the church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's His church.
Urang kedah emotras yen gereja teh kagungan Gusti Yesus Kristus, ieu teh garejana.
Whatever we are doing positively, we're doing for His church.
Urang lakukeun sacara positif, urang nuju ngalakukeun kanggo garejana.
And whatever we may do negatively, we're doing it against His church.
Urang naon bae anu ku urang lakukeun sacara negatif, urang nuju ngalawan garejana.
I would use the word build and emphasize the word build.
Urang bari ngagunakeun kecap ngawangun sareng nekenkeun kecap ngawangun.
There are many word pictures in the New Testament concerning the church.
Sapisan gambaran kecap dina perjanjian enggal ngeunaan gareja.
The church is likened unto a flock.
Gereja disamikeun sareng kawanan domba.
The church is likened unto a body.
Gereja ugi disamikeun sareng salira.
And the church is likened unto a building.
Sareng hiji wangunan.
And we are living stones in that building.
Rantai batu-batu anu hirup dina wangunan eta.
And Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
Yesus Kristus teh batu penjuru. Anjeunna anu ngadawuh.
And He was the one that said, on this rock I will build my church.
Di luhur batu cadas ieu kami baris ngadegkeun jamaah.
He set the example in raising up leadership.
Anjeunna masihan contoh dina ngawangun kapamimpinan.
In the book of Mark chapter 3 verse 14,
dina Markus pasal 3 ayat 14.
I will just paraphrase what is written there.
Abi mangmalikan deui naon anu diserat di dieu.
He chose these 12 men for these two main reasons.
Anjeunna milih 12 jalmi ieu kumargi aya dua alasan utami.
Reason number one that they might be with him.
Alasan nomor kahiji aranjeunna panginten tiasa sasarengan sareng anjeunna.
And reason number two that he might send them forth.
Alasan kedua anjeunna tiasa ngutus aranjeunna angkat.
And so in raising up elders in a local church, we should have at least these two objectives.
Bicara ngagugahkeun para kokolot di gereja lokal, urang sakedana sakirang-kirangna ngagaduhan dua sasaran.
When I was pastoring the church in Anchorage, Alaska, I was glad for those elders who remained with me.
Ulah sapi ngembangkeun gereja abdi di Alaska, abdi resep ka para kokolot tetep sasarengan sareng abdi.
They were with me in becoming elders.
Aranjeunna sasarengan sareng abdi salaku kokolot.
In the Lord's grace, He used me to see them become elders in the church.
Di mana anugerah Gusti abdi dianggo ku anjeunna kanggo nyaksian aranjeunna janten kokolot di gareja.
So I'm urging you to have persons around you that are with you that you might raise them up.
Abdi ngadorong saderek kanggo gaduh jalmi di sabdeureun saderek anu sasarengan saderek dugi ka saderek tiasa ngawangun aranjeunna.
Some of them will continue to remain with you.
Beberapa jami di antarana baris teras linggih sareng saderek.
But some of them you will sacrifice and send them forth.
Nang sabeberaha di antawis aranjeunna baris dikorbankeun sareng diutus.
That Jesus Christ might continue through you to build His church.
Dugi ka Yesus Kristus panginten neraskeun ngalangkungan saderek kanggo ngawangun garejana.
Now I'm addressing myself to the biblical job assignment of an elder. I've already emphasized the fact that they are overseers.
Tapi parantos nekenken buktos yang aranjena teh pangurus-pangurus.
As I refer to the various jobs that an elder does do, these are not in the order of priority. They're all important.
Waktu saat meningali ka sababaraha tugas nu dilakukan ku sarang kokolot, ieu henteu aya sakala prioritas sadayana penting.
Both the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter told the elders to feed the sheep of the Lord.
Rasul Paulus sareng Rasul Petrus ngawulang ka para kokolot kanggo masian tuang ka domba-domba Gusti Yesus.
That original Greek word has several meanings.
Tetap asli Yunani ngandung sababaraha hartos.
It means to tend the sheep of the Lord.
Ngarawat domba-domba Gusti.
It means to nurture the sheep of the Lord.
Asuh domba-domba Gusti Yesus.
It means to guard and to guide the people of the Lord.
Ngajaki sareng mimpin jamaah ka Gusti Yesus.
And to provide a fold for the sheep of the Lord.
Hatak sedih hiji kawanan kanggo domba-domba Gusti Yesus.
Paul told the Ephesian elders, feed the flock of God.
Paulus miwarang kokolot Efesus, urus sing bener-bener domba-domba Allah.
And the Apostle Peter again in 1 Peter 5 said to feed God's flock.
Rasul Petrus kali di dina hiji Petrus 5, orang sing bener domba-domba Allah.
The food that the flock of God needs is the word of the Lord.
Ruangan nu diperyogikeun ku domba-domba Allah nyaeta pangadika Gusti.
And therefore an elder must have some ability to project the word of God and to teach the word of the Lord.
Maka itu seorang kokolot kedah ngagaduhan kemampuan kanggo proyeksikan pangadika Gusti sareng ngawulangkeun pangadika Gusti.
Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Yesus parantos ngadawuh, manungsa moal hirup ku roti wungkul, tapi ku sataning Gusti.
And so, as you're raising up elders, be sure that they are persons capable of feeding the flock of God.
Dan waktu saderek ngagugahkeun para kokolot, pastikeun yen aranjeunna teu jalmi-jalmi nu tiasa masian tuang ka domba Allah.
I believe that the elders are also to rule in the church.
Abdi percanten para kokolot oge ngatur di lebet gereja.
I am convinced they should both feed and rule.
Abdi yakin aranjeunna teh kedah masian tuang sareng ngatur.
It's my personal conviction that they should not rule unless they can feed.
Abdi yen sakedahna aranjeunna henteu ngatur dugi ka aranjeunna tiasa masian tuang.
As I was raising my family, I fed my family.
Atas abdi ngageng kulawarga abdi, abdi masian tuang ka kulawarga.
But in love I also ruled my family.
Nanging dinakanya abdi ngatur kulawarga abdi.
And so the word of God teaches both feeding and ruling.
Itu dawan Gusti ngawulang sae masihan tuang sareng ngatur.
A man's first flock is his own family.
Kawanan domba anu ngawitan saurang pamegeut teh nyaeta kulawarga nyalira.
And it's taught in 1 Timothy 3 that if a man cannot rule his own home, how can he rule or manage the house of God?
Ia diulangkan di 1 Timotius 3, yang umpami henteu tiasa janten kepala keluarganya lira, kumaha tiasa ngatur jemaah Gusti.
At this time I'd like to read 1 Timothy 5, verse 17.
Yang orang aus di 1 Timotius 5, ayat 17.
1 Timothy 5, verse 17.
Timotius 5, ayat 17.
The elders who direct the affairs of the church are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching.
Kudu menang pahala dua kali lipat, koma bari jeng praktik kihothat ngajar ngawuruk mah.
One translation says, those that rule in the church.
Terjemahan sanes nyaroskeun aranjeunna nu ngatur gareja.
This translation from the word says direct the affairs of the church.
Terjemahan kanggo kecap eta hartosna aranjeunna nu mimpin urusan-urusan gareja.
In our church in Anchorage it was not just I the pastor that was directing the affairs of the church.
Di gareja abdi sanes mung abdi pandeta nu mimpin urusan-urusan di gareja.
We had many elders working together in concert directing the affairs of the church.
Aya sareng kakolot gereja anu didamel sasarengan sareng harmonis ngurus urusan-urusan gereja.
And then it says there such elders are worthy of double honor.
Disaurkeun para kakolot sapertos kitu patut dipihormat dua kali lipat.
And then there's an especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
Utamina mah nuti hotat kutbah sareng ngawulang.
I believe those that labor the most extensively in preaching and teaching are the fivefold ministers that are part of the eldership.
Abdi percanten yang aranjeunna nu didamel paling getol dina kutbah sareng ngawulang teh padega-padega kuliman jenis pelayanan nu mangrupikeun bagian tina kokolot.
May I emphasize again, it's very important to know the biblical job description for an elder.
Ya saya abdi nekenkeun deui penting pisan kanggo terang rincian tugas sumutkeun Alkitab kanggo saurang kokolot.
The elders are also to be involved in doctrinal matters in the church.
Para kokolot ogé kalibet dina urusan doktrin di gereja. Urang ningali ieu di
We see this illustrated in Acts chapter 15.
Digambarkeun dina carios pada Rasul 15.
There was a great doctrinal controversy at that time.
Aya kontroversi ageung ngeunaan doktrin di jaman eta.
The question was, do the Gentiles have to be circumcised to be saved?
Masalahnya eta naha jalmi-jalmi nu sanes Yahudi kedah disepitan supados diselametkeun.
Those who are more from the Jewish branch of the church felt they should be circumcised.
Ranjana nu kawitna di gereja nu seueur urang Yahudi ngaraos kedah disepitan.
And those who had been preaching to the Gentiles felt differently about it.
Ranjana anu parantos kutbah ka jalmi-jalmi sanes Yahudi kagungan pandangan sanes.
It was a great and consequential matter in the church.
Eta hiji masalah anu ageung sareng ngadukung konsekuensi di gereja.
And it was not just decided by just the apostles.
Ieu henteu mung diputuskeun ku rasul-rasul.
And these apostles carried great weight and great authority.
Rasul-rasul ieu nyandak beban sareng otoritas.
But it says the apostles and the elders met to consider this question.
Nang disebatkeun rasul-rasul sareng para kokolot kempal kanggo mempertimbangkeun patarosan ieu.
And so again referring to my own experience in the Lord.
Ieu geuning ningali kana pangalaman abdi nyarita di lebet Gusti.
In a multitude of counselors, there's real safety.
Ternumamatan, baris langkung aman.
In the decision-making processes of the church, it's great to have elders working with you.
Dina proses nyandak putusan, langkung saya kokolot di damel sasarengan sareng saderek.
And although the doctrine of the church may be thoroughly established, sometimes more enlightenment is given of the scriptures.
Bila doktrin gereja panginten parantos biasa, kadang-kadang ngajelaskeun baris masihan pangertosan langkung jelas ka ayat-ayat.
And when any doctrinal change is going to be made or furthered, you want to have everyone working together as a group of elders.
Sareng watos didamel perubihan doktrin naon non bae sareng satresna saderek hoyong setiap jami didamel sasarengan salaku kelompok kokolot.
The Apostle Paul spoke to his son in the faith, Timothy.
Rasul Paulus nyarios ka putrana di lebet iman, Timotius.
He told him to fan into flame the gift of God in his life.
Anjeunna masian terang kanggo ngurbankeun kurnia Allah dina hirupna.
He said, don't neglect your gift which was given you through a prophetic message.
Saurna ulah ngalaworakeun kurnia nu parantos dipasikeun ngalangkungan.
And this was done when the body of elders laid their hands on you.
Ia dilakukan waktu para kokolot numpangkeun pananganana ka aranjeunna.
Elders should be capable of laying hands upon someone and some of the elders be used in prophetic utterances.
Para kokolot sakedana tiasa numpangkeun panangan ka saurang atanapi ka sabaraha kokolot anu panginten dianggo dina ucapan profetik.
These prophetic utterances can be as a result of the gift of prophecy.
Ucapan profetik biasa janten hiji hasil tina karunia nubuatan.
Or as a result of one of the elders actually having been ordained or being gifted in the realm of being a genuine prophet of God.
Atanapi salaku hasil tina saurang kokolot nu salresna parantos disahkeun atanapi dikaruniakeun janten saurang napi Allah nu sajati.
When we have ordained brethren to send them out and establish churches,
abisaraya ngesahkeun warga-warga saiman sareng ngutus aranjeunna angkat kanggo
Again and again we've had the elders surround them.
Aya para kokolot nu ngurulingan aranjeuna.
And we've laid our hands on them to send them forth.
Abisadaya numpangkeun panangan sareng ngutus aranjeuna angkat.
And we're sending them forth with families, men and women and children.
Ngutus aranjeuna sareng keluarga pamangkat sareng istri oge putra-putrana.
And again and again these elders are used in prophetic utterances.
Jadi para kokolot ieu dianggo dina ucapan profetik.
This is illustrated in the life of Timothy.
Ya, dina gambaran dina kehidupan Timotius.
Sometimes the prophecy would go to the leader of the team.
Kadang nubuatan bae sidugikeun ka para pamimpin tim.
But even on occasion it may even go to a child.
Aing sakali-kali ieu ditunjukkeun ka saurang urang kali.
It seems that there's a special anointing comes upon the body of elders when this happens.
Digana aya urapan khusus nu lungsur ka para kokolot waktos ieu kajantenan.
Although I am not a prophet, I have been used this way again and again.
Sapisana saurang nabi abdi parantos ngagunakeun cara ieu sababaraha kali.
What happened in this instance with Timothy, God wants to have happen again and again.
Anu kajantenan dina conto ieu sareng Timotius, Gusti mika hoyong kajantenan ieu deui sareng deui.
This is done by spiritual men who have a touch with the Lord and the Holy Spirit speaks through them.
Ya kajantaran ka jalmi-jalmi rohani nu dijamah ku Gusti sareng Roh Suci nyarios ngalangungan aranjeuna.
I'm continuing to speak on the job assignment of an elder.
Abdi baris teras nyarios ngeunaan tugas kokolot.
Earlier in the previous session I spoke from James 5:14.
Satacana tina sesi satacana abdi nyarios tina Yakobus 5 ayat 17.
Is any sick among you, then call for the elders of the church.
Duluran anu gering kudu dipangnedakeun pangurus jamaah.
They are to pray over the person, anointing them with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick.
Anu kudu mangnedakeun jeung ngolesan ku minyak kalayan nyambat panjenengan Allah.
Elders should be used in the extending the healing power of God to the people of God.
Para kokolot sakadana dianggo dina ngalegakeun kawasa ngadamangkeun ti Allah kanggo jemaah Gusti.
Our elders were available, I'm thinking of when I was there, were available anytime to do this.
Para kokolot siap, imutan nabi waktu abdi didinya, irahabai aranjena sayogi kanggo pelayanan.
If people were capable of coming to the church assembled, we wanted them to come to the church.
Pami jalmi-jalmi ieu tetiasa siap dongkap ka gareja abdi sadaya mika hoyong aranjeuna dongkap ka gareja.
If they are unable to come, then we wanted the church to go to them in the eldership, going and anointing them and praying the prayer of faith over them.
Kami henteu tiasa dongkap gareja nu kedah ngadongkapan aranjeuna umpamina kokolot sareng ngurapan sareng nareda ka ku iman kanggo aranjeuna.
Most of what elders do is in the realm of spiritual things.
Sesana anu dilakukeun ku para kokolot teh dina bidang rohani.
There was an instance recorded in the book of the Acts of the Apostles where there was a famine in the land.
Aya hiji conto dina sarat dina carios pada mana rasul dina aya kalaparan di negeri eta.
So provisions were gathered together to send and they were sent to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
Dan bahan tuangan dikempalkeun kangge dikintunkeun bahan-bahan eta dikirimkeun ku Barnabas dan Paulus.
There are many natural things that must be decided about a church.
Terhal umum nu kedah diputuskeun ku gareja.
Not just one man making this kind of decision. Sometimes you may want to buy other land someplace. Sometimes you may be deciding to build another building. Elders should preside over that kind of matter. Another part of the job assignment of an elder is in the realm of hospitality.
Bagian sana setiap tugas kokolotnya eta dina bidang masian tumpangan.
One of the requirements for an elder is that he be hospitable.
Salah satu syarat-syarat kokolotnya eta.
And then in Titus it says he must be hospitable again. Both in Timothy and Titus, the elder must be hospitable.
Terus dari Nabi Timotius disebutkan deui anjeuna kedah akuan katamu saya dina Timotius sareng Titus.
In our church in Anchorage, I draw from that experience again.
Di gereja abdi, abdi diajar tinu pengalaman.
Again and again, the elder and his wife would have fellowship meetings in his house.
Beberapa kali kokolot sareng istrina ngayakeun kempalan di bumina.
Our church would meet all over the city of Anchorage in various elders' homes.
Jamaah baes kempal di sabara kokolot.
At that one time, my son was an elder in the church, and he had his meeting in my home.
Kali waktu pun anak saurang kokolot di gereja ngayakeun kempalan di bumi abdi.
And he'd have as many as 60 people in my home.
Ajana ngempelkeun kinten-kinten 60 jalmi di rorompok.
And these people would bring their children with them.
Jalmi-jalmi yeuh nyandak urang kalihna.
And sometimes these children did not behave as well as they should have.
Kadang-kadang urang kalih sikepna henteu sae sakumaha kedahna.
And some pieces of furniture were really, I would say, abused in my house.
Kadang sababaraha parabot rumah tangga leres-leres abdi baris nyarios.
And I had to recover my furniture.
Abdi kedah ngagentosna.
Actually, 2-3 times.
Parabot rumah tangga 2 tanapi 3 kali.
This went on year after year.
Dia lumangsung tahun ka tahun.
That's really what I call being hospitable.
Iya, nuku abdi disebat akuan.
Sometimes I would kind of groan under it a little bit.
Humandeuar kasaketi.
But the elder and his wife working together need to have people come into their house.
Perjaki jami-jami dongkap ka bumi aranjeunna. Nanging kokolot sareng istrina didamel sasarengan.
There needs to be a personalized relationship between elders and the people of God.
Aya keperjagaan kanggo kajantenan hubungan secara pribadi antawis kokolot sareng jemaah Gusti.
It's great to have people come into the large assembly and hear the word of God preached.
Nyata nyenangkan jami-jami nu kempel sasarengan bari ngadangukeun pangandika Allah.
But the kind of shepherding the Lord wants is the personal, hands-on shepherding.
Jenis panganan nu Gusti dipikahayong nyaeta jenis panganan nu sifatna pribadi sareng neraskeun.
This is often done in the elders' home.
Ia sering dilakukan di bumi-bumi kokolot.
And it's often that the people that are in the home are eating the elders' food.
Sering jami-jami nu dongkap tuang-tuangan nu parantos disiapkan ku kokolot.
In my early days, I was raised in a sheep-raising country.
Atas di murang kali abdi diagengan di negeri nu seueur paternakan domba.
They raise sheep in two different ways.
Aranyina ternak domba ku dua cara anu benten.
Some of them would be in large fenced areas.
Sawareh diapur di daerah nu dipager.
And you see them eating out in the fields.
Adalah har jukut di lapang.
But in some areas where I was raised there were no fences.
Nah, ini beberapa daerah di tempat abdi henteu aya pageran.
And there'd be a sheep herder right out there with the sheep.
Didinya aya nu ngangon sareng dombana.
Was not a fenced in relationship.
Ieu sanes hubunganna sareng pager.
It was a personalized relationship.
Nang sifatna pribadi.
And the people of God need to have this kind of relationship with the eldership in the local church.
Jemaah Gusti Paryogi kagungan hubungan anu sapertos kitu sareng para kokolot di gareja.
Oftentimes there's a real heavy price to pay in the realm of hospitality.
Sering aya anu kedah dibayar upami urang akuan katamu.
Sometimes a person can say a God bless you more profoundly by buying someone a meal.
Kadang-kadang salah saurang nyarios ka saderek Gusti berkahan saderek langkung seueur ka kucara urang masihan tuangan kan sanes.
So this to me is a very important part of the job assignment of an elder.
Kanggo abdi ieu bagian nu paling penting tina tugas saurang kokolot.
Much of what I said has to do with spiritual matters.
Anu disaurkeun ku abdi-abdi hal-hal anu aya kaitana sareng priohani.
But also the elder relates to the sheep of the Lord in a natural way.
Saurang kokolot oge ngagaduhan hubungan langsung sareng jemaah Gusti dina hal-hal nu biasa.
May I just repeat this, that the pulpit pew relationship is not enough.
Anggeun abdi mong sakadar nguihan deui yen hubungan mimbar bangku gareja henteu cekap.
One man who is a senior minister of a local church can only relate to so many people.
Orang pandita pamaget pandita gereja lokal mung tiasa hubungan sareng sabagian seueur jalmi.
It's almost impossible for him to relate to more than 50 people, 60 people, 70 people on a personal basis.
Mustahil pisan kanggo anjeunna kanggo silaturahmi secara pribadi saurang 50 jalmi, 60 sareng 70 jalmi.
But the people of the Lord still need this personalized relationship, and so therefore it necessitates several elders to cover a church of any size.
Among jemaah Gusti masih mayogikeun hubungan secara pribadi, kumari kitu sababaraha kokolot peryogi ngalakukeun dina ukuran sababaraha bae.
It's my personal conviction that elders should be ordained in advance of church growth.
Itu ya pandangan abdi yang para kokolo sakedana disahkan saat acan gereja tumbuh.
As a church is like, church is likened unto a building, I liken the elders unto like pillars, supporting pillars in the building.
Jika gereja disamikan sareng hiji wangunan, para kokolo teh tihangna nu nyandak wangunan gereja.
When someone who is a contractor is building a building, he doesn't build the building and then start putting the support in after he's built the building.
Atus kontraktor nuju ngawangun hiji gedong, anjeunna henteu ngawangun nembe masang tiang-tiang saparantos ngawanguna.
He puts the supports in and then he builds the building with the supports.
Ya masang tiang-tiang sareng satrasna ngawangun gedong ku tiang-tiang eta.
Any church that's anticipating growth, and I hope your church there where you are is anticipating growth.
Mengantisipasi tumbuhna abdi ngarepkeun gereja sadayak nuju ngantisipasi tumbuhna.
It's not wise to play catch up after the people are there.
Teu hareu udak-udakan waktu jalmi aya di dinya.
It's wise to have this kind of leadership in place when the people are one to the Lord.
Bijaksana pisan kanggo ngagaduhan kapamimpinan ieu waktu jalmi-jalmi dikinginkeun kanggo Gusti.
It's a very terrible thing for a person to get saved and come into the house of God and then be neglected.
Jadi hal nu matak pikasieunan umpami saurang diselametkeun teras dongkap ka bumi Gusti teras diantepkeun.
And so I urge you to raise up elders and have them in place in advance of ringing in the harvest.
Abdi ngadorong sadaya kanggo ngagugahkeun para kokolot sareng nempatkeun aranjeunna sarta acan nyandak kalebet panenan.
I want you to bring in the harvest as you can.
Abdi bade nyandak kalebet panenan sapertos saderek.
But be ready to preserve the harvest when it gets there.
Nangis siapkeun kanggo piara panenan sapertos lebet ka gareja.
I'd like to move to a different point in reference to this subject.
Ngalih ka topik sanes dina poin sanes.
I've been speaking about elders and their appointment. Eventually, in another session, I'm going to be speaking on the qualifications to become an elder.
Akhirina sesi sanes abdi baris nyarios ngenaan syarat-syarat kanggo janten saurang kokolot.
And I've taken quite a lot of time to speak in terms of what an elder must be doing.
Abdi parantos kanggo seueur waktu kanggo nyarios ngenaan naon anu kedah dilakukeun ku saurang kokolot.
I'd like to make it plain, I don't believe I've totally covered the subject.
Abdi bade didamel sederhana, abdi henteu yakin tiasa ngarengsekeun sadaya topik ieu.
At this time I'd like to speak concerning how the saints in the church relate to the elders.
Ayeuna abdi bade nyeros ngeunaan kumaha jalmi-jalmi suci sareng gareja aya hubungan sareng para kokolot.
Yeah, this may be that some of the people that are viewing this tape may be not ever expecting to be an elder, anticipating being an elder, but are a saint in a local church.
Ngada sabara urang anu nuju nyaksian tips ieu oge henteu kantos ngaharepkeun janten saurang kokolot, ngantisipasi janten saurang kokolot.
This eldership program works well when the sheep of the Lord relate to the elder as they should.
Program kokolot asina sae waktos lobana Gusti anu aya hubungan sareng kokolot sakumaha kedahna.
The elders have certain responsibility to the sheep.
Para kokolot ngagaduhan tanggal waler nutangtu ka domba.
But in our country we say it's a two-way street.
Angin di negara abdi disebutna jalan dua arah.
That the saints must relate to the elder.
Tentang jalan jami suci kedah aya hubungan sareng kokolot.
I've already used one verse of scripture to say the elders direct the affairs of the church.
Abdi parantos nganggo hiji ayat dina pangandikan Gusti kanggo nyaroskeun para kokolot ngurus masalah-masalah gereja.
But that verse also says they're worthy of double honor.
Nanging ayat ieu oge nyaroskeun aranjeunna patut dihormat dua kali lipat.
The people of the Lord should honor the elders.
Jamaah Gusti sakedahna ngahormatan para kokolot.
They should pray for the elders.
Kedah mangnedakeun kanggo kokolot.
They should support the elders.
Ngadukungna.
And in the words of Hebrews 13 verse 17, they should obey the elders.
Dina Ibrani 13 ayat 17 sakedahna taat ka para kokolot.
And also in that same verse is the word submit.
Dina ayat ieu disebutkeun ketap tunduk.
The elders have been warned not to lord over God's heritage.
Para kokolot para mesti imutan henteu kenging marintah umat kanyaah Gusti.
Said before, they're not to become dictators. And they can only operate as the people of God permit them to operate. And so the saints of the Lord should give double honor to those who are laboring in the word and doctrine. And the people of God are told to not ever entertain an accusation against an elder excepting before two witnesses. The Old Testament law was in the mouth of two or more witnesses would every word be established. And this is applicable in this situation. It's a very grievous thing when people begin to bring accusations against the eldership of a church. And even if it's proven to be untrue, a lot of grief may result in the church as a result of erroneous accusations. So it says, don't entertain an accusation against an elder unless it's brought by two or three witnesses. At this time, I'd like to read 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 12 and 13. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 12 and 13. I will read both verses. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
Posona ken aranjena dihargaan di ajenan jungjungku hate anu pinuku katresna asih hargaan pada malanana masing layat runtut raut.
I want to encourage every saint that's viewing this videotape.
Tapi hayang adorong setiap jalmi suci anu nuju nyaksian kaset video ieu.
This is true in every country of the world.
Ieu leres di setiap negara di dunia.
The Bible teaches you to respect those who are over you in the Lord.
Alkitab ngawulang sadek kanggo ngahormat aranjena nu mingpin sadek lebet Gusti.
Some people have a hard time with anybody being over them in the Lord.
Sababaraha urang ngalaman kasesah ku jalmi nu mingpin aranjena di lebet Gusti.
But the word over is in this verse.
Nain kecap pamimpin aya dina ayat ieu.
When I was saved 50 years ago, I was glad for those that were over me in the Lord.
50 tahun kapengker abdi resep ka anu mimpin abdi di lebet Gusti.
As best I can remember, I was grateful for those who were over me in the Lord.
Abdi masih imut keneh, hatur nuhun pisan ka aranjena anu mimpin abdi di lebet Gusti.
And I'm drawing on my memory again, but I believe I respected them who were over me in the Lord.
Zaman abdi kapungkur, abdi percanten, abdi mihormat aranjena nu mimpin abdi.
And then the word of the Lord says that these elders work hard among you.
Tatkala disaurkeun para kokolot ieu didamel ti hotat di antawis saderek.
1 Timothy 3 teaches if any man desires the office of an elder, he desires a noble task.
Jadi Timotius 3 ngawulangkeun bami aya Mika hoyong jabatan pengurus jemaah, mika hoyong pada melanu endah.
One translation says a good work.
Jadi terjemahan nyarioskeun hiji pada melanu sai.
Being an elder entails work.
Dan tengkokolot hatusnya ngalakukan pada melanu pinu ku tanggal waler.
And it says in this verse, in 1 Thessalonians, we respect those who work hard among us.
Disaurkeun dina ayat ieu dina hiji Tesalonika, mika hormat aranjena nu didamel ti hotat di antawis aranjena.
And we respect those who admonish us. The word of the Lord is given for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction. So we are glad for doctrine. We appreciate instruction. But sometimes the saints don't appreciate correction. But the word of God is profitable for doctrine and correction. Paul told Timothy to reprove and rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine.
Paulus masih terang Timotius kanggo ngambek sareng nyarek kucara tekun sareng ngawaskan ajaran.
This is done with great carefulness and kindness.
Ia dilakukan kucara hati-hati sareng leuleuy.
And I put this in again, proper shepherding is care and concern without control.
Anggon upas nyaeta perhatosan sareng paduli bari henteu ngendalian.
But sometimes the care that an elder has for one of the people of the Lord causes him to admonish them.
Aing kadang-kadang kapadulian saurang kokolot ka jamaah Gusti ngabalukarkeun anjeunna kedah negorna.
So when one of the sheep of the Lord is admonished by an elder, they should still hold him in respect.
Janten waktu salah saeuti domba Gusti ditegor ku kokolot, sakedahna masih tetep mihormatna.
Sometimes when elders have not been held in respect when they have admonished someone, that then they are reticent to do it again.
Kadang-kadang para kokolot henteu dipihormat waktos aranjeunna negor salah saurang, teras aranjeunna ngalakukeun deui.
I know of two couples that left our church in Anchorage because one brother was faithful to admonish them.
Abdi terang dua pasangan nu ngantunkeun gereja kumargi aya saderek saiman anu negor aranjeunna.
As best as I could ascertain it, he was correct in his careful, kind admonition.
Abdi tiasa mastikeun anjeunna teh leres negor ku cara nu sae sareng ati-ati pisan.
But these people did not fulfill the scripture and hold him in respect.
It
says further to hold them in highest regard. They didn't do that and left the church. It makes it very difficult for an elder like that to do it again. And so for you that are out there, wherever you may be, in whatever country of the world, and God raises up elders among you, and the other leadership of the church is used by God to raise up eldership, relate to them properly. Again, back to the book of Hebrews, for they watch for your souls. And that verse further says they will give an account for their watching for your soul. It is possible for them to do this with joy and not with
grief.
If you don't regard them properly and adhere to what they're saying properly, it causes grief to them. Oftentimes, as we have raised up churches out of our church, the senior pastor of the church will give me a call asking for my help and advice.
Pendeta senior eta baris nelepon nyuhunkeun bantosan sareng nasihat abdi.
He's generally not calling me to ask how to handle some wonderful, respectful saint.
Umumna anjeunna henteu nelepon abdi kanggo naroskeun kumaha carana nangani jalmi-jalmi suci anu sae sareng nu dipihormat.
He's calling me to ask how do I handle this situation when I've tried to obey the word of God concerning this saint.
Anjeunna nelepon ka abdi kanggo naroskeun kumaha nangani kaayaan ieu waktos abdi usaha taat ka panjenengan Gusti ngeunaan jalmi suci ieu.
And altogether too frequently he has experienced grief simply because he has admonished one of the people of God.
Rinting anjeunna ngalaman kasedih kumargi negor salah saurang jemaah Gusti.
So the elders shepherd the sheep.
Janten para kokolot ngangon domba-domba.
And the sheep properly relate to the shepherds.
Sareng domba-domba sakedana aya hubungan sareng nu ngangonna.
Now I'd like to speak concerning how the elders relate to the senior pastor.
Ayeuna abdi bade nyarios ngeunaan kumaha para kokolot aya hubungan sareng pandita senior.
I have been emphasizing the fact that there are plural eldership in a local church.
Abdi parantos nekenkeun yen aya seueur kokolot di gereja lokal.
Not just a one man rule.
Tanas mung hiji nu ngatur.
I've said that again and again because too frequently it is a one man rule in local churches.
Abdi parantos nyaroskeunana sabaraha kali kumargi sering pisan mung saurang nu ngatur di gereja lokal. Abdi diuan deui abdi percanten.
Again, I repeat, I believe in several elders in one local church. But God has one man that is the senior man. I go into the Old Testament for an illustration. Moses was looking to the Lord for a replacement for himself. So he asked the Lord to appoint a man over the congregation. It's remarkable how God will use a man. God called Moses.
Gusti nyaur Musa.
And then others went with him. God called Joshua.
Gusti nyaur Joshua.
And others worked with him. And so as that Old Testament illustration was fulfilled, Joshua became the man to lead the people of God.
And
at the same time, there were elders in Israel. When God chose King Saul and King David, he would choose a man.
Atas Gusti milih Raja Saul, sareng Raja Daud, anjeunan milih saurang raja.
When David was king of Israel, there were still elders in Israel, but he was the lead person.
Atas Daud janten Raja Israel, masih aya kokolot-kokolot di Israel, nanging anjeunna pamingpinna.
I have studied the development of the church in Jerusalem.
Abdi parantos diajar ngeunaan kamajuan gereja di Israel.
I deduce from having read the scripture that at the beginning Peter was the primary lead man.
Abdi narik kesimpulan saparantos ngaos pangadika eta yen ngawitanana Petrus teh pamingpin nu ngawitan.
But you'll notice that Peter began to do some traveling.
Merhatoskeun yen Petrus ngawitan ngalakukeun sababaraha perjalanan.
Another apostle was raised up named James, the Lord's brother.
Rasul sanes digugahkeun namina Yakobus, raina Gusti Yesus.
I can find no record where James did any traveling. It is evident to me that James occupied a position of preeminence. When they had the great doctrinal discussion of Acts 15, the man that spoke the final word was James.
Atos aranjeunna ngayakeun diskusi ageung dina carios pada mantas Rasul 15, jami nu ngadugikeun kasimpulanana Yakobus.
When they had finished the discussion, he said, "Brothers, listen to me."
Sareng sena aranjeunna nyarios, saurna, "Hei saderek-saderek, dangukeun abdi."
He had the final word.
Anjeunna masihan kasimpulan.
He heard everything the elders and apostles had to say.
Anjeunna parantos ngadangu sadaya nu disaurkeun ku kokolot sareng rasul-rasul.
He spoke the final word. During my days of pastoring, I listened to what the elders had to say.
Salami abdi ngangon abdi ngadangukeun naon nu disaurkeun ku para kokolot.
I listened to what the other fivefold ministers had to say.
Abdi ngadangukeun naon nu disaurkeun ku badeka-badeka dina lima bidang pelayanan.
But I also had my say. But when the decision was made, we all made it together. So if it was successful, we were successful together. If it was an error, we were all in error together. Now another instance when Paul went to Jerusalem, he went in to see James.
Waktu Paulus ngangkat-angkat ke Yerusalem, anjeunna angkat kanggo nepangan Yakobus.
It was as if the apostle Paul was honoring him as a senior person.
Seolah-olah Paulus nuju mika hormat anjeunna salaku saurang nu langkung sepuh sareng pengalaman.
In one instance, the apostle was writing concerning his having rebuked Peter in Antioch.
Kalasai di contoh rasul eta nyaeta nyerat seolah-olah anjeunna parantos negor Petrus di Antioquia.
And it says in that portion of scripture before certain men came from James.
Disaurkeun dina bagian pangandika Gusti sataasanana sababaraha urang pangikut Yakobus.
It wasn't just that the people came from Jerusalem, they came from James.
Yes, anes mung sakedar darungkap ka Yerusalem aranyana dongkap salaku pangikutna Yakobus.
In this last few moments of this particular session, I want to speak about the letters to the churches in Asia as recorded in Revelation 2 and 3.
Dina waktu akhir tina sesi istimewa ieu abdi bade nyarios ngeunaan serat-serat ka gereja-gereja Asia sapertos nu diserat dina Wahyu 2 sareng 3.
I'd like to read Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
Abdi bade ngaos Wahyu 1 ayat 20.
Revelation 1:20.
Wahyu 1 ayat 20.
The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
Ya tujuh bentang dina lengan katuhu kami perlambang tujuh malaikat jamaah, tujuh ajuk emas perlambang jamaah nu tujuh.
This was not an angel like the angel Gabriel.
Yesanes malaikat sapertos malaikat Gabriel.
This word angelos was used to describe a man.
Tetap angelos digunakan kanggo nerangkeun saurang manusia.
Concerning John the Baptist is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you.
Anan Yohanes Pembaptis aya diserat, tinggal kami nita utusan kami mihalan anjeun.
Jesus sent certain messengers ahead of him.
Yesus ngintun utusan-utusan mayunan anjeuna.
He was talking about men.
Anjeuna nuju nyarios ngeunaan manusia.
These seven stars in the hands of Jesus were seven men.
Katujuh bentang nu aya dina panangan Yesus teh manusia-manusia.
And each letter was written to that man.
Tiap huruf diserat ku manusia eta.
It was not written to all the people of the church.
Yeun teu diserat ku satiap jalmi di gareja.
Was not addressed to all the elders of the church.
Yang ditujukan ke sadaya kokolot di gereja.
It was addressed to one man in each church.
Ditujukan ke hiji jalmi di setiap gereja.
He would be the senior man.
Anjeunna saurang pamimpin.
And I believe for a church to function properly, the elders must honor that senior man.
Abdi percaya supaya hiji gereja aya fungsina sakumakedahna para kokolot kedah ngahormatan pamimpin eta.
I know a wonderful brother in the Lord who has a great church.
Abi kenal saurang sadaya di Lebet Gusti nu kagungan hiji gereja nu hebat.
He uses a simple expression.
Anjeunna nganggo hiji ungkapan nu sederhana.
Someone must drive the bus.
Saurang nu kedah nyetiran bus.
Someone must have his hands on the steering wheel.
Anjeunna kedah nyimpen pananganna dina setir.
So as we raise up churches and I've pastored a church.
Sadaya matos ngagugahkeun gereja-gereja sareng ngembalakeun hiji gereja.
I appreciate elders to do their job.
Abdi ngargaan para kokolot nu ngalakukeun tugas aranjeunna.
But that still does not preclude the fact that God has one man as the head of the local body.
Nanging ieu henteu ngahalangan buktos yen Gusti ngagaduhan saurang pamegat salaku kepala ti gereja lokal.
Any body that has two heads is a freak.
Sabae nu ngagaduhan dua mastaka eta jalmi aneh.
There's one head man under God for every local church.
Aya saurang kepala di hadapan Gusti kanggo setiap gereja lokal.
But he can work together with plural eldership and the elders must honor him.
Tiasa didamel sasarengan sareng seueur kokolot sareng para kokolot kedah ngahormatan.
In my next session I'll be speaking on the qualifications for a person to become an elder.
Dina sesi satrasna abdi baris nyarios ngeunaan syarat-syarat kanggo saurang anu janten kokolot.
Thank you very much.
Hatur nuhun pisan.